Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got a lot of callers. Let me go to the lines. I'm going to go to Barbara. Hello, Barbara. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm 250%. 250%.
All right now. Well, I'm from Chicago, Illinois, and I agree with each and every one of the gentlemen, even the caller, but this Robert is such an amazing man and has such a beautiful heart. Mm-hmm. To even think of our children mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. is a wonderful thing. Even though our communities need to be helped, they will be helped. Because I guarantee you, just like Robert stood up there and did what he did going to Morehouse, some of these boys are going to do the same thing.
Well, Barbara, why don't we do this? Barbara, why don't we do this? I got two of them sitting right here. Why don't you ask them what they're going to do? Go ahead. Why don't you talk to them? Go ahead. I got both of them. Go ahead and talk to them, Barbara.
Okay. First of all, John.
Yes, ma'am.
What are you going to do with this success that you've had? Because this is success.
Mm-hmm. Me
this is step one. What are you going to do with this success?
Me specifically? So I already saw what my loan payments are going to look like, and they're averaging $200 to $300 a month. What I say with my $200 to $300 a month that I'm going to do, first thing I'm going to do is put it in the stock market, save it, some in the stock market, some in the savings account. I'm going to start a used car dealer's license. It's going to help me get to that moment faster. From the used car dealer's license, I will go into real estate, where I'll be focused on going into underserved communities like the ones in Vine City area, buying those buildings up and buying those blocks up. That's obviously a 5 to 10 year goal right there, which is going into those areas and buying those buildings and blocks up. But even for other people, that's just for me specifically. But when I think about some of my other friends, like some of them are able to just send money home. You know what I mean? Help the family out with bills, help get people financially stable. And some of us are able to. Me, I am blessed in a position where I don't have to send money back to my family to keep them financially stable. So what I'm going to do is use this money to set myself up for my future kids. You know what I mean? To set myself up to be able to be in a position that Dr. Robert Smith was in, to be able to turn around and say, all right, I want to give this to y'all. I want to give this to you all. And I want you all to do this with it. I want you all to be strategic with the gift that I gave you and be strategic and utilize it to give it to other people that look like you. So that they can go on and give more gifts themselves.
What about the ones that don't look like you? You know, you have people living on the street that's very smart, never finished college because they didn't have the finances to finish college. So what I'm asking is, what would you do for somebody like that you met on the street and you can see how educated this person is or where he come from? Would you try to help this person up? Tremaine Taylor?
Do you want me to answer both questions?
Oh, man, she switched it up on you. That's all right, Barbara. I feel you, Barbara. Go ahead, Tremaine. Oh, man.
Which question would you like me to answer?
I want to know, if you ran into somebody on the street who didn't look like you guys, who didn't dress like you guys, but talked more educated than you guys, would you try to help this man get on his feet? Would you try to open up a place where these guys can live or just say help them, period.
Let me do this. Barbara, hang tight. That music means we got a hard break. I'm going to hold you over, Barbara. I'm going to hold you over. Tremaine is going to answer your question when we come back on the other side of the break. So what I want you to do in the meantime is go get you some latte, go get you some water, go get your power drink, whatever your favorite beverage is. Go ahead and get that during the break. I'm going to hold you over. When you come back, Tremaine is going to answer first, and then John is going to try to get him out of trouble because you sure enough got him. You sure enough got him backed in the corner.
No, I got it.
Oh, it's going to be a great one. All right, hold on. Don't you go anywhere, Barbara. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, hey, y'all, we got to go to a break. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Now, I think Tremaine is in a little pickle here because we have a caller who has, she's very specific. And she seems to be very focused and in tuned and whatnot. And so she left a question on the table that I do think that Tremaine, if he got no sense, he'll respond to it. I'm going back to Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
I'm here.
Listen, I'm telling you, you had me going for a minute there because you really paid. It's just the way you said Tremaine was very, very pointed. So I think Tremaine better answer this question. Go ahead, Tremaine.
So for me,
I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Tremaine. No,
it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, I love the way you focus it. I think that's just cool. That just got me to going. Go ahead, Tremaine.
Yeah, so for me, mentorship is very important, and I think that I have to focus on me. Now I have to try to be the best that I can be and the most successful that I can be in order for me to be in a position to help anyone. So in me doing that, I do that so if I ever encounter someone, I don't, no matter who they are, how they look, even if they don't look like us, for me to be a successful man and, you know, and I see something in them, it would mean a lot for me to be able to take them under my wing and mentor them and help them be in a better position. So I think to come back onto the Robert Smith grant, I think that it was an investment, and I think that that investment will allow all of us to ultimately do that.
John said he had a response also.
I'm listening, John. Yes, I'm waiting.
So for me specifically,
I like her. I like Barb.
Yeah, I do too.
I like Barb. Need to call in every Sunday.
Yes, sir. We need more people like that. Straightforward, straight to the point.
I like the way she roll.
Yeah. So I think for me specifically, so I currently do try to mentor people that I do find on the streets. It doesn't always work because when it comes to communication, phone lines go out, numbers change, and it's hard to find people. But I do try to do my best. And what really helped me get into that, there's an organization on Morehouse campus called Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And they do a lot for the shelterless population in Atlanta, especially after the Pine Street shelter closed right in the winter. Yeah. During one of the coldest winters in the past 5 years in Atlanta, the Pine Street shelter closes. And they did a lot to try to advocate on behalf. They showed up to city council meetings. They did a lot. I did an experience with them called 48 Hours where we spent the night outside in the city of Atlanta for 48 hours just talking to people, interviewing people. And I actually met a young man who I will say was so much smarter than me. He's one of the smartest people I ever met named Marvin. And the one thing holding Marvin back was he didn't have an ID, so he couldn't work. He couldn't get his ID because he didn't have a birth certificate. So now he has to wait about 3 months in order to get the birth certificate and get his social security card from the government offices. And it was very unfortunate. He had his laptop stolen twice. You know what I mean? These are things that are just going on as he's trying to get back on his feet. So just for anyone listening, like there are strategic ways to help people out more than just giving money to people on the side of the street. Like if you feel inclined to give somebody money, I think you should feel inclined to have a conversation with them and take them under your wing and see what else you can do for that person in the long term.
But it's not about the money on the street, so I won't even go there. It's about time and patience.
Right.
But we
right.
won't go there, okay? Mm-hmm. What I want to say before I hang up, this Robert guy, he's an amazing man.
Yes.
He's an amazing man to do what he has done from his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What he did, when he did what he did for our children, he didn't just do it for them, but he's doing it for the community. So that's why I can't agree with the caller a little bit about he should have did this and he should have done that. He done what he thought was best.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure,
because
sure,
these
sure.
children have a long way to go.
That's right.
Okay?
All right.
And they will sometime in the future. Some of them, they're going to help somebody else the same way. Believe that. That's how life goes. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so all right. Wait a minute, Barbara. Hold on, Barbara. Is this your first time calling in to the show?
Yes, it is. I'm Tremaine's grandmother.
No, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just want to thank you for calling.
Again.
All right. Thank you so much, Barbara, for calling. 449-227-03 is the number. Let me go to the lines. I have Daniel from Chicago. Daniel, you on.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
Man, we doing good. How you doing up there in Chi-Town?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. I got a question for both of the young guys that just graduated. First, congratulations on you all accomplishment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so I just wanted to say, what would you all say to a younger kid that may be at a crossroad right now, like somebody who may be wanting to go to college and don't have the financial state and, I mean, don't have the support of the family and maybe at a crossroad where he might even be in a street life right now? What would you all have to say to a younger adolescent that's in that point right now?
Man, first thing I would say is, if you're going to go to college, know what you want to do. There are many options. You have brothers out here going to trade school from the streets. You have brothers going to trade school, not incurring debt, coming out making 60, 80K, putting their family on their feet. But you also have young brothers who go into college, can go to college, get it paid for, get a refund check, give that back to their family, live, you see what I mean, and refund check, not in loans. So there's different avenues. Both avenues will work for you as long as you know what you want to do. If you don't know what you want to do, then you will find yourself without a purpose. And if you find yourself without a purpose, when things get hard, when you run into that brick wall, it's going to be too easy for you to quit. But if you got that purpose, ain't nothing going to stop you. You know what I mean?
And what I would say is, see past your current situation. If you know that you're not meant to be in a space and you know that you're meant for more, look at that. Let that be your focus. Like, don't focus on where you're at. Focus on where you want to go. For anybody that's listening, I can share. I'm from the south side of Chicago. I didn't come from the suburbs. I seen a lot. My parents weren't able to pay for Morehouse. We didn't get approved for the Parent Plus loan. But I knew that that's where I was meant to be, for me to go to the next level. So you just got to fight for it, man. Like, it was times freshman year for me. I wasn't able to come back the first semester after freshman year because we didn't get approved for the Parents Plus loan. I didn't know how I was going to pay for Morehouse. It's $50,000 a year, but I knew that I was supposed to be there, so I was fighting. I was in financial aid every day, and, you know, God worked it out for me. So I would say, you know, don't let your current situation defeat you. Look at, you know, focus on where you want to go and fight for it.
I just want to say one other thing too, to piggyback on what Tremaine said, the power of belief.
Man,
if you don't believe it, if you don't believe it happened, I promise you it won't happen. I'll put my life on that it won't happen if you don't believe that if you don't believe that it'll happen. Now, if you believe that it'll happen, you know what I'm saying, you setting yourself up to fight now. But you gotta believe. That's the first step. You can't even fight if you don't believe.
That belief will get you so far. I promise you. If you know that you gotta know it. You don't just believe it. You gotta know it. If mm-hmm. you know it in your heart, I promise it'll figure itself out.
Mm-hmm. Talk to God.
Yeah, it'll figure.
He'll
itself out.
He'll talk back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel.
Yeah, make a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I want you to go ahead, man. I was just gonna tell you that music means we gotta. A break, and I want you to finish your question with these two gentlemen.
Oh, well, the question was finished. They answered it completely. I just wanted to say, man, I'm proud of you guys, and I hope you all can do the same thing for some other adolescents in the near future. Just be positive and just stay focused on you all's goals. And, man, I appreciate y'all. Just to see y'all come down that aisle when I was down in Atlanta, it meant a lot to me. So, man, I appreciate everything that you all are going to do in the future and everything that's been happening in you guys' life.
Thank you.
Thank you,
bro. All right. Thank you, bro. Daniel. Wow. What a call. Hey, man, you guys are making a mark, and hopefully your mark will never be erased. That's what's so, so important.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.